Vanderbilt Sports. Live from the Commodore Grill in Nashville, Vanderbilt Baseball is on the air. Digitech presents your chance to talk live with head baseball coach Tim Corbin on the Commodore Call-In Show from the Vanderbilt ISP Sports Network and 104.5 The Zone. Digitech, Nashville's premier dealer of digital document and imaging solutions. The Commodore Call-In Show is also sponsored by Dish Network. Now get over 100 of the best all-digital channels for just $9.99 for 6 months. The Governor's Highway Safety Office, who reminds you, booze it and lose it. Delta Airlines. Delta is proud to be the official airline of Vanderbilt Athletics. And by the Commodore Grill and the Holiday Inn Select, proud partner of Vanderbilt Athletics. Now, let's talk Vanderbilt baseball. Here's your host, the voice of the Commodores, Joe Fisher.
A very pleasant good evening to you from the Commodore Grill here at the Holiday Inn Select at Vanderbilt. We're talking Vanderbilt baseball for this next hour with head coach Tim Corbin. Glad to have you with us. Good group of Commodore fans on hand as we're kind of on the roller coaster. You know, it was the Florida series started up, and then the Arkansas series up at the top, and then this week Alabama kind of in the valley as the Crimson Tide came in here and swept three from the Commodores in three tough ball games at Charles Hawkins Field. 737-1045, 1-866-492 zone for your questions for Coach Tim Corbin. And I've heard you, Tim, 1,000 times talk about not getting too high and not getting too low. And, boy, you got a test of that this week, didn't you?
We did. I mean, I don't know if as a coach you saw or could see that coming. You knew, well, at least I knew. I guess I put it tactfully this way, is when we played Arkansas, they were ranked number one in the country, and when we left, and I mean this in all due respect to Arkansas because they're a good team, but I didn't see that they were the number one ranked team in the country. And then we come in against an Alabama team that's 7-8 in the conference, and I leave watching them and saying, I don't know why they're 7-8 because they've got a team from a physicality standpoint that is better than anyone we've seen. You know, you go right around from first to second, short, third, catching, three outfield spots. I mean, you can't really beat them physically as a team offensively. Now, I think their down part was their pitching, but Hyatt has got great numbers, and he's pitched well for them on Friday night. And Del Howell has always been an up-and-down guy, but he, you know, obviously looked good against us. And then I think their third game, which I was probably most disappointed in, is they're such a good team that, you know, at least you got to get one. And when we didn't get the Saturday one, the last game, that was disappointing and basically put you in a bad spirits, at least us, you know, as a team for Sunday and probably a little bit of today, too. It's tough to shake it off. But, you know, now we're in a situation where we're 7-10 in the conference and we've got to move on. But, you know, the fact that, you know, we're 3-6 at home in the SEC, that's a tough one. And haven't won a Friday night game in the SEC yet. Those are things that we talked about with the team on Sunday and we alluded to. So we'll just see what we can do about trying to get on track.
And not really because Mikey has not pitched well on Friday, because he has. I think, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Mikey has pitched well. I mean, he pitched really well against Alabama.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we took him out of a game after he threw one, in my opinion, one bad pitch all night, and Henderson hits it out. But, you know, again, you're playing a good team. But you think about what Alabama did to Minor. You think about what Alabama did to Sonny Gray, who was throwing 99 on Friday night.
Right.
Okay, and Wilson hits a 97-mile-an-hour fastball the other way. And then what they did against Cotham, and then, you know, against Hayes, and all of those guys are going to play professional baseball at some point. So, you know, what do? You know, we don't have enough offense right now, or didn't have enough offense this weekend to combat what they were doing offensively, and just made for three tough games.
I've had a lot of people ask, and before we go to our first break, go through the process of the doubleheader. I've had a lot of people say, how do you do that? How do you decide that you're going to play a doubleheader on Saturday, you know, given when you think the weather's going to be bad on Sunday? What's the process?
Well, you know, it's kind of what we talked about last week at Arkansas. There was a 90% chance of rain on Sunday, and we got all 90% yesterday. And we wouldn't have been able to open up a window of time to play a three-hour ball game,
right.
So we just didn't. But by the time we decided on it, was Saturday morning, so we just couldn't start another game early. So we had to play a twi-night doubleheader, basically, a 3 and a 6, 7, whenever the second one started. And he didn't want to play a doubleheader. And, you know, Coach Wells.
Okay.
You know, he did not want to play a doubleheader because they had played Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. But, you know, it turned out well for them. I mean, it was just one of those situations where they got the first one and then they got the second one, and he didn't use the pitching that he thought he would have to use against us. But we just decided on the doubleheader so we wouldn't play on Sunday, and thank goodness we did. But, you know, because of that, we got swept.
But you have to go through the league to do it, right?
Yeah, well, the process you're talking about, yeah. Charles Bloom, who sits up in the SEC administrative offices, you have to ask him first and see if it's okay. Once it's okay, then it has to be okayed by both coaches. Mm-hmm. And obviously I was wanting the doubleheader just because we needed to get the games in. And I think at first Coach Wells did not want it, but then he said, yeah, we need to play. And so we did. But we got the okay from the SEC offices on Saturday morning.
Which prompts the question, why not the doubleheader last week?
I don't know.
You do. That's okay.
Arkansas? Well, I don't know. Yeah. But that one game that we did not get to play, and you can see in the standings, hurts us right
now. Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that takes us from 8th to 9th.
That's right.
What have you.
737-1045, 1-866-492 Zone. We'll take a break. Come back with your questions for the coach right after this.
Creating a total document management solution starts with the X's and O's. Rely on the professionals at Digitech, an authorized Sharp dealer, serving Middle Tennessee and the official office equipment provider to Vanderbilt Athletics to formulate your winning plan. Digitech will manage all your copier, printer, and fax needs with the same careful attention that the Commodores receive. Digitech and Sharp, a winning combination for Vanderbilt Athletics and a winning combination for you. Contact Digitech today at 885-1534. Digitech and Sharp are digital document technology.
It has a new name and a new look, but the Commodore Grill and the Holiday Inn Select at Vanderbilt has whatever you're looking for. Of course, it's still the place to come and watch the big game. It's also still the home of the Vanderbilt Coaches Show on Monday nights. The food is terrific with a great menu featuring the best burger on West End and now serving breakfast 7 days a week. It's also home to one of the most popular writers' nights in the city, Tuesday through Saturday. The name and the look has changed, but the Commodore Grill and the Holiday Inn Select at Vanderbilt is still your food, sports, and entertainment headquarters.
My name is Matt Garrett, and I make really, really big checks for a living. You know, making big checks for a living makes me really popular with the ladies. They all say, Matt, I wish I could find a man like you that makes really big checks. Well, I have to remind them that I don't make the really big checks for myself. I make them for all the people who are winning by playing the Tennessee Lottery. There's an average of over $1.5 million won every day. That's who I make the big checks for, ladies. That kind of makes them lose interest. Anyway, play the Tennessee Lottery today, and you could win one of my really, really big checks, too.
The shirts for your kid's soccer team, the ball caps for your business, and the coffee mugs for your church may all have different names on them, yet they can have one name in common, Brand Centric. We offer you a whole range of promotional products for whatever you need, from sports teams to fundraising or marketing programs to your company store. Brand Centric is a Somme Group company, locally owned, widely trusted. Give us a call at 615-786-0673 and let Brand Centric take care of the rest.
Haven't won tickets to that big game? Sign up to be a Zone MVP. 1045thezone.com.
You can call and talk live with Vanderbilt head baseball coach Tim Corbin. In the local Nashville area, dial 615-737-1045 or toll free 1-866-492-0663. That's 615-737-1045 or 1-866-492-0663. Once again, here's Joe Fisher.
It's great to have you with us talking Vanderbilt baseball for this hour with head coach Tim Corbin. It's a busy week. We play tomorrow night in Clarksville against Austin Peay, Wednesday night at Louisville, and then three games here this weekend against Mississippi State. So a five-game week, big week for the Commodores. This presentation of the Commodore Call-In Show brought to you in part by Coca-Cola, the official soft drink of Vanderbilt Athletics. Let's go to the telephones. Tony in Mount Juliet, thank you for holding. You're on with Coach Tim Corbin.
Hey, guys, enjoy your show.
Thank you.
Just had a few comments about Caleb Cotham. When Caleb was about 6 years old, we moved into subdivision, catacorded to his house there, and he and his younger brother, Josh, would be out in the backyard pitching, and David, their dad, would be out there every day, almost every day. And I told my wife, I said, those boys would be in the big leagues one day. And I followed their careers and somewhat, and And just real proud of Caleb and his mom and dad, and they're great people, David and Melinda, and I guess Coach Corbin, you've had the opportunity to meet them, but they're just great people and a very good family. And I just had one question. If Josh has a chance to play college ball or if he's selected a college, and what you may know about that, and I'll just hang up and listen.
Well, I do know, Tony. Josh is pitching at Lipscomb right now, and he's pitching some in relief. We've faced him twice already. We played Lipscomb twice, and he pitched in relief both times. And you're right, he's going to be a good pitcher. He's a little bit different than his older brother. They both have different arm actions. And like Caleb, Caleb, I feel like he's going to pitch at a very, very high level one day. I've always thought that, and I like him a lot. He's had a good year for us. He had a tough day the other day, but he's a very good pitcher and someone you can count on.
737-1045, 1-866-492 zone for your questions for Coach Tim Corbin. You've had some interesting situations to deal with, and I've talked to a lot of people. You miss Pedro Alvarez. You miss Ryan Flaherty. You miss Alex Feinberg. But I think you might miss most of all David Macias.
Yeah,
given center field, given offense, given defense, he might be the guy you miss most.
Well, he is. In retrospect, we miss him. I think what we miss is the, and this goes back to recruiting, is, and I don't want to, we've got players who can play those positions, but, you know, you got a kid named Westmoreland from Rhode Island.
Yeah.
who we counted on coming in here. He's a five-tool kid. He may, as I've told you earlier, he might be the best player we've ever recruited here, and that includes some of the other players. And the Red Sox give him $2 million on August 15th, so gone. Adam Milligan, kid who's in an outfielder who was supposed to step in and play the outfield for us. Atlanta Braves give him a ton of money. He's gone. So, and then Anthony Hewitt, another guy who was drafted in the first round by the Phillies. So, you figure you can at least try to replace Macias, and not so much replace his experience, but you try to replace him in body and physicality and what he can do with one of those guys, and then they don't show up, and then you have to play other people. But the outfield spots obviously have been of question because, you know, we've moved an infielder out there in Loftus, and he's done a nice job. And then this past weekend, to try to get some offense, we put McClure out there.
Yep.
and played him in right field. And he's not a true right fielder, but, you know, we're at a point right now where we feel like we need to get a bat in there some way, somehow, and that's what we've kind of gone back to.
I was going to talk about that. I mean, you put Alex in the outfield in the middle of game two, middle of the first game on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess the biggest part of it was because he hits the baseball. I know you're struggling with him in the outfield, although he made a great play on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Just talk about your thought process in making that decision.
Well, it happened in the middle of a game, and I took Johnny White out, and basically it's a coach's decision. You want to put some energy in a position that you feel like needs it. And McClure, there's a lot of things that McClure does pretty well. I mean, we just haven't been able to put him in there because you've had Harris and Reynolds at the shortstop and second base position. But we felt his offensive energy needed to be in the game, and we put him in there, and I thought it was the appropriate time. And he did. He gave it in the first game. He gave us a heck of an at bat.
Oh,
you know, right off the bat, he fouled off about nine pitches, then hit a base hit over the first baseman's head. And then after that, he had kind of a tough night. But I still like Alex. Now we're going to lose him for the next couple of days. His wrist right now is all taped up.
Was that because of the crash in the outfield?
In the outfield, and because he hasn't played as much outfield, you had to play him out of position. You had to play him deep, so the ball that was hit off of Brewer by Wilson falls in, and then you got the 4-run inning.
Yeah.
There were 4 defensive plays in a row that happened that inning could have been shut down, but nonetheless it didn't. But McClure injured his wrist on that, so he's not going to be playing this week. He's got to get it examined again once the swelling goes down.
Wow.
So he's out.
So what do you do now?
Punt. No. No, we'll be okay. I mean, you got Johnny and Alex, and they can play, and hopefully they play well. And you know, probably Giobbe will be back out there maybe tomorrow night because we're going to end up catching Drew Fan anyway. So
okay.
I think that's probably what will happen. But we've got enough bodies, and we just got to have guys that can get in there and give us some consistent work.
You know, some years you go through seasons where you don't have any injuries to deal with, mm-hmm. and then you have some years like this.
Right.
You've dealt with them all season long, haven't you?
Yeah, and I mean, everyone has them, and, you know, I think we're all one or two injuries away from being average, but if there was a year where you were hoping you didn't have any injuries, you know, just because of the youth, you would hope that this was the year, but, you know, you can't complain about it. You got guys out there who can play, and it just so happens we got bit with it a little bit, and, you know, we've worked around it okay. I think Casale's done a nice job of playing a position he's never played before. You know, he's learning still, and he's still a young kid, but he's hit the ball pretty well, and Giobbe, you know, you got to give Giobbe a lot of credit. He's come back from a broken hand. He jumps right in there. He never says anything about his hand. He just plays. He's a tough kid. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, and I always coach him, but you can't ever he's a good kid to have on a team. He's got a lot of toughness.
He's not your prototypical leadoff hitter, but he's done a good job in the leadoff spot.
Yeah, he has. Had a couple big hits, and he's fearless. You know, he's been around this league for 4 years, so he knows what's involved. But no, he's not your prototypical leadoff hitter, but we needed a boost, and we might change that up again tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Just go with a different lineup and try to get something happening.
737-1045 1-866-492 zone for your questions for Coach Tim Corbin. We're back right after this.
Vandy fans, get happy with Dish Network's best deal ever. Get over 100 of the best all-digital channels for just $9.99 a month, plus over 50 channels of HD free for 6 months. And with Dish Network, you'll keep saving year after year with their low everyday prices. Call 1-888-DISH-117. That's 1-888-DISH-117. Or visit dishnetwork.com. Limited time offer. Prices, packaging, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month commitment required. Cancellation fees and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Lager lessons from Budweiser.
You might notice Budweiser being served in something different these days. It's their new signature glass, because the glass is designed to maximize the release of natural carbonation in your Budweiser. It gives each pour the perfect collar of foam and highlights that perfect balance of flavor and refreshment.
Budweiser, the great American lager. Budweiser beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri. Please drink responsibly.
Commodore fans know that the Vanderbilt Bookstore has what they need for school or play. Football season is a distant memory, but baseball is back in Nashville. With the doors on the diamond looking to reach the top. For the latest in baseball apparel, the Vanderbilt Bookstore has what's hot for 2009. Shop in-store or online at VanderbiltBookstore.com. Vanderbilt Bookstore is located on campus in Rand Hall. Go Doors!
Since 1967, Bradshaw Collision Repair Centers have met or exceeded thousands of Middle Tennesseans' quality expectations, proven by our 98.5% satisfaction survey. We build relationships, not just customers. All repairs guaranteed for as long as you own the vehicle. A real promise when a company's been around for over 40 years. Bradshaw Collision Repair Centers, Madison, Cool Springs, downtown Nashville, and Gallatin, or at bradshawcollision.com. Proud sponsor of Vanderbilt Athletics, the Nashville Predators, and Tennessee Titans.
Mike Keith, Frank Wycheck, Larry Stone, and you. Titans Radio's Draft Central. The entire first round. Saturday at 2:30 on 104.5 The Zone.
You can call and talk live with Vanderbilt head baseball coach Tim Corbin. In the local Nashville area, dial 615-737-1045 or toll free 1-866-492-0663. That's 615-737-1045 or 1-866-492-0663. Once again, here's Joe Fisher.
It's great to have you with us talking Vanderbilt baseball tonight as the Commodores get set for a busy week. Five games this week at Clarksville against Austin Peay Tuesday, in Louisville on Wednesday, and then here at home Friday, Saturday, and Sunday against Mississippi State. Commodore call-in show every Monday night brought to you by the Commodore Grill and Holly and Select Hotel. You can visit live with the coach, enjoy great food and drink specials. The Commodore Grill, your food, sports, and entertainment headquarters. Our question for the coach tonight is from Pat. He's got a couple of good ones here, Coach. I like these. First, can you explain the home plate call and rule that apparently led to Brian Harris being ejected from the MTSU game earlier last week?
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. When the catcher has the ball at home plate, the runner, if he hasn't arrived at the plate yet, must slide into the plate or give himself up. It's a safety rule, unfortunately, and my contention was that the ball got there. Brian did slide, albeit it was on his knees, and to protect himself, he brought his hands up. Now, the reason I know that is because I just kept watching it over and over and over again. And when he did, because of his force, it knocked the catcher over, and it appeared as if he ran him over. But a full-fledged run-over would be an ejection, which I didn't think was the case. But nonetheless, you have to slide if the catcher has the ball. Now, if you go back a year, when we played Arkansas and Cisterna was blocking the play,
right,
and De La Osa ran him over, that is doable because Cisterna did not have the ball. And De La Osa, as long as he's going to the plate, can run the catcher over. Now, he can't use any...
can't throw a forearm up or
right,
anything like that.
Right, and if you do, then you get ejected for that. But the runner has the right to the plate, but if the catcher has the ball, you have to slide.
Another question he has, it says, this is a good one. Seem to be a lot of foul balls this weekend, and there were. Approximately how many balls are used or replaced on a typical weekend at Hawkins?
Too many. I look at those balls, and because of my Presbyterian College experience, balls mean a lot to me because I ended up buying them myself. So we go through about 3 to 4 dozen a game, and those are a lot of $8 balls that are just lofted over the fence that someone gets to grab. And we go through quite a bit. And I purchase more than I should, you know, 200, 250 dozen a year. It's incredible.
Really?
Yeah, so we got a lot of baseballs.
You have to have a certain number for a game, like in reserve, like we have to have 4 dozen, 5 dozen just ready to go? Is that the deal?
I think Sparky, our laundry/manager, rubs up about 3 or 4 dozen baseballs per game. So we've got a lot of baseballs there.
And McClure fouled out like 8 or 9 of those and won it back.
Yeah. That's right. And then none of them stayed in the park.
You tell him,
either.
Hit the ball in play, please. Yeah. You're costing me money.
Or hit it off the net.
737-1045 and 1-866-492 zone. David in Thompson Station, thanks for holding. You're on with Coach Tim Corbin.
Hey, thanks, guys. Appreciate it, Coach. Appreciate you taking the time. I have several questions. I'll let you just pick and choose which ones you want to answer. Number one, you mentioned being a five-tool player, one of your recruits who signed with the Red Sox. Go over, if you can, what a five-tool player is. Also, if you don't mind, talk about walking that fine line between recruiting the very best players out there and the fact that you have that razor's edge of, if I do sign them, will they stay?
Oh, yeah.
And then number three, with the hitting problem, with needing a little more offensive pop. I mean, a lot of your pitchers were pretty good hitters, you know, at a level lower, and many of them probably could translate pretty well. What's your philosophy on using pitchers, as hitters from time to time when it's not their day? And just pick and choose which ones you want, and the rest of the questions I have, I'll use next week.
A couple of good questions there. Thank you, David.
No, I think I can answer them, David. The first one, a five-tool player is a guy who can run, field, hit for power, and throw. And those are the five tools. And if a guy has them, then obviously he's probably a high major league draft pick like Ryan Westmoreland was, because he could do all five of those. I went to one summer game, and the Red Sox happened to be there, the scouting director, and hit 4 home runs in one game. And this is a kid who runs under a 4-0 to first base on a swing, which is kind of unheard of. The other thing is, as far as what was the next question?
Recruiting those kind of players,
yeah.
that fine line, you know, recruiting players that could go.
Well, a Westmoreland situation is Ryan wasn't that type of guy the summer leading up to his senior year, but he developed he could run, but he didn't have the power in his bat, and he developed over the course of a year. And sometimes you get tricked because in Ryan's case, we might thought he would have got drafted, but we didn't think he would get drafted to the level that he did. And we've got as good a chance as anyone in the country, with the exception of maybe Stanford or Rice, in holding a high school kid because of the education. So we take our chances with high-level kids because in most cases we keep them. The last one was about, question was pitchers hitting.
Yep. Richie did it.
Yeah, Richie does it. Steven Sheau did it. I like pitchers who can hit, but some of those pitchers who come here because of the time that they take with DJ in the bullpen and so on and becoming a pitcher, they drop hitting just on their own. But if a guy wants to do it. I gave Sonny Gray the opportunity, and you know, they kind of drop it. And you know, Richie Goodenow, we've continued to let him hit, and tried to hit the other day, but I don't even have to talk about that one. I mean, I can see why Richie was upset, but you know, I saw those pitches over and over again.
Well,
too.
No, we need to talk about that because he was thrown. I mean, what's the situation there?
Well, he's okay. I mean, he doesn't lose a game. I mean, if he gets thrown out again, he gets suspended. But Richie, of all people on our team, has the mildest personality.
Yeah.
He was in a situation, though, that was first and second, and we put him up to pinch hit for Alex Hilliard because we wanted a left-handed bat up there, and Richie doesn't strike out. And Richie struck out there because he took two fastballs that were off the plate, and the umpire called them strikes, and okay. But Richie said something to the umpire, and because of that, he was thrown out of the game.
He said something the first pitch. The second one, he said a little more, and you saw the pitches. I mean, what do you do with a guy like that when you go back and look at a situation where you feel like he was probably right? I mean,
Richie.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you can't argue with the umpire, but he was probably right when you get right down to it.
Yeah. I mean. You know, the first thing is I went out to talk to the umpire. Now, I could have got thrown out there, too, because it's an automatic ejection.
Arguing balls and strikes.
And I told him that I'm not out here to argue the ball and strike. I'm out here to find out what caused you to get rid of one of my most calmest players. So, he told me. But then, you know, Richie Goodenow would not let that pitch go. He would swing at that pitch. He would try to make an attempt to foul it off. And you know, the only way I can do something about it is we get our evaluations like I filled out today, and I just voiced my opinion on the fact that I didn't agree with it. And there's good reason to, and I've got film to prove it. And that's all I go by, and that's all you can do.
You do that every week?
Do it every week, every Monday right after the series.
737-1045, 1-866-492 zone for your questions for Coach Tim Corbin. We're back to the Commodore Grill right after this.
It's grill out time in Nashville, and that means it's time for Fisher's Big Grillers and extra thick bologna on the grill. So at the tailgate, quick lunch, or that backyard party, rely on Fisher's for great taste and great fun. For the bologna making people, go ahead, sing it.
Fisher's bologna making people, bacon making, smile making, bologna making people.
Hey, what's wrong, man? Come on, report it.
My glasses are missing.
Oh, Jim didn't tell you? Yeah, because of the ticket booking fees, we had to sell a few things online.
Is that why Reynolds over there has a dragon costume on instead of a suit?
Yeah, booking fees.
How do you get the tail through security?
Change is not having to come up with extra money when you book your flight. Because unlike other travel sites, when you arrange your trip on Delta.com, you're entitled to no booking fees. Delta.com has it all. Fast forward your travel at Delta.com.
It has a new name and a new look, but the Commodore Grill and the Holiday Inn Select at Vanderbilt has whatever you're looking for. Of course, it's still the place to come and watch the big game. It's also still the home of the Vanderbilt Coaches Show on Monday nights. The food is terrific with a great menu featuring the best burger on West End and now serving breakfast 7 days a week. It's also home to one of the most popular writers' nights in the city, Tuesday through Saturday. The name and the look has changed, but the Commodore Grill and the Holiday Inn Select at Vanderbilt is still your food, sports, and entertainment headquarters.
7-year-old Amanda just got an A on her book report. As a reward, Mom took her out for an ice cream sundae, Amanda's favorite treat. On the way, an impaired driver ran a light and smashed into them at 80 miles per hour, killing Amanda and her mother instantly. And now you know why the Tennessee Highway Patrol is out 24/7 on the hunt for anyone driving under the influence. If you booze it, you'll lose it. This message brought to you by the Governor's Highway Safety Office.
At 104.5 The Zone, your opinion always matters.
You're really starting to pull stuff out of your shorts here.
How can you say that? You disagree?
No, I don't disagree at all.
Mark Howard and the Wake Up Zone. Mornings, 104.5 The Zone.
You can call and talk live with Vanderbilt head baseball coach Tim Corbin. In the local Nashville area, dial 615-737-1045 or toll free 1-866-492-0663. That's 615-737-1045 or 1-866-492-0663. Once again, here's Joe Fisher.
great to have you with us talking Vanderbilt baseball tonight as the Commodores get ready for a busy week of five games. Since its inception, the Tennessee Education Lottery has raised more than $1.3 billion for education in Tennessee and looks forward to making students' dreams come true in years to come. Do you look at the SEC standings? Do you pay much attention at this point? I mean, how do you treat that?
Not this week. I did last week. Not this week. I just know what they are, so I don't look at them, and there's not really much you can do about them right now. We control our own destiny, really. We got 12 games, and just take them one at a time. And I told the guys the same thing I've told them before. I said, it's like eating a whale. It's one bite at a time. You don't try to eat the whole whale at one time, and that's what we'll do. We'll just attack it piece by piece, and we've been in this position before, so it's a process. You just got to play the season, and you know there's teams out there like a Fresno State last year and a major league team right now that might not be playing that well that's going to end up in the World Series or the playoffs, and we just hope that we can play well enough to put ourselves in the position to be in Birmingham.
Yep.
I would say is the deal right now.
We've talked about a lot of guys. We've talked about Mike Minor. We've talked about Sonny Gray. We've talked about Caleb Cotham.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about Sean Bierman. He gave you, I thought, some quality innings this weekend.
Yeah, you know, the thing about Sean is every time he goes out there, he seems to get better and better and better. I mean, last year he pitched a little bit for us, and then we had to keep him off the 25-man roster. But he's a kid that has a live arm. He's got a very good breaking ball, and he's developed a changeup that's pretty good too. And his stuff's gotten better, and his mentality continues to get better. And that's just the process of becoming a good pitcher. But I like Sean a lot. I like his mentality. I like his toughness, and I like the way he competes. And every time we give him the ball, he seems to get better. And you're going to get another look at him tomorrow night because he's going to pitch against Austin Peay.
Yep.
So we'll see what we can do that way.
How tough is this week with two midweek games for you leading into another weekend?
Well, I think it's the best thing for us right now.
Really?
Just because, A, they're on the road, and we've played okay on the road. I like the challenge. I like the fact that we get the Alabama thing out of our blood and just kind of move on to the next deal. And then we know we've got a weekend series with a hungry Mississippi State team.
Yep.
I mean, we're both going to be in the same position. We're both playing not on ventilators, but we're playing to go to Birmingham. So I like this. We got two good opponents. We're facing a guy tomorrow night, freshman, that throws the ball 93 miles an hour, Austin Peay, and it's coming along pretty well, and then a Louisville team that you know has been in the College World Series the last two years ago. So this is a good test, but I like it. It's good for the kids and good for the pitchers who need to be out there.
Looking forward to it. 737-1045 and 1-866-492-ZONE for your questions for the coach. And so many things factor into this, RPIs and all that kind of thing. And you talked last week about having to try to hopefully add a game or two. Are you working on that?
Yeah, working on it. It's just we've put out the calls. Now it's just getting the calls back. I mean, Coastal Carolina, Georgia Tech, those are the calls we're making. And, we could stay around here and play, but, you know, we're traveling to South Carolina and Georgia, so we during an exam period, by the way. And if we could get one game, preferably at Georgia Tech, that would be great because from an RPI standpoint, they're high. So if win or lose, it's a good game to play, and if you play it on the road and you do win, then it's a big,
really
big plus.
Game.
Yeah, and it could drive our RPI up. We're 50 right now, so we just need to keep winning ball games. That's it.
737-1045 and 1-866-492-ZONE. This you may or may not want to deal with this or answer
sure.
this, but coming into this weekend, you had Sonny Gray penciled in as your Sunday starter,
mm-hmm.
based on if you needed him Friday or Saturday.
Right.
Going into this coming weekend, is that settled? Is it the same, or do you know yet?
Well, I think Drew Hayes gets a strong look right now, mm-hmm. just because he's pitched well for us. He pitched well against Morehead State, and he came right back on Saturday with a Thursday, Friday rest, and threw more than 50 pitches, and I thought attacked them very well.
I did too. Mm-hmm.
And he deserves a strong look, and I think right now that may be the deal. What I like about Sonny outside of his the fact that he throws so well is how he rebounds mentally, I think, more than anything else. And he's just going to get the ball again. But you know, what I saw this weekend, there were a lot of bright spots, and the bright spots are Bierman threw well, Drew Hayes threw well, Russell Brewer threw very well.
Yes, he did.
Those are the guys that I talked about last week on this show that needed to click to give us a chance. It just so happened that we ran into a tough team, and offensively they kind of jumped us. But there's some positive things that came out of that weekend as far as arms are concerned.
No question. 737-1045, 1-866-492-ZONE. We'll take a break. More with the coach right after this.
Vandy fans, get happy with Dish Network's best deal ever. Get over 100 of the best all-digital channels for just $9.99 a month, plus over 50 channels of HD free for 6 months. And with Dish Network, you'll keep saving year after year with their low everyday prices. Call 1-888-DISH-117. That's 1-888-DISH-117. Or visit dishnetwork.com. Limited time offer. Prices, packaging, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month commitment required. Cancellation fees and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Creating a total document management solution starts with the X's and O's. Rely on the professionals at Digitech, an authorized Sharp dealer serving Middle Tennessee and the official office equipment provider to Vanderbilt Athletics to formulate your winning plan. Digitech will manage all your copier, printer, and fax needs with the same careful attention that the Commodores received. Digitech and Sharp, a winning combination for Vanderbilt Athletics and a winning combination for you. Contact Digitech today at 885-1534. Digitech and Sharp are digital document technology.
It has a new name and a new look, but the Commodore Grill and the Holiday Inn Select at Vanderbilt has whatever you're looking for. Of course, it's still the place to come and watch the big game. It's also still the home of the Vanderbilt Coaches Show on Monday nights. The food is terrific with a great menu featuring the best burger on West End and now serving breakfast 7 days a week. It's also home to one of those popular writers' nights in the city, Tuesday through Saturday. The name and the look has changed, but the Commodore Grill and the Holiday Inn Select at Vanderbilt is still your food, sports, and entertainment headquarters.
Bite into the big taste of Fisher's Big Grillers with Big Frank's Jalapeno Cheddar and Brats, providing you the burst of flavor for that backyard party, quick lunch, or the family get-together. You'll bring a smile to everyone. Go ahead, sing it.
Fisher's Bologna making people, bacon making, smile making, bologna making people.
Not long ago, using the internet meant waiting for a connection, for a page to load or a download to complete, and progress bars. Lots and lots of progress bars. Welcome to now. Equip your team with Sprint mobile broadband and instantly unleash the potential of the internet from almost anywhere. They pop a Sprint mobile broadband card into their laptops, and they're up and running right now. Checking emails from the lobby? Check. Uploading or downloading some mammoth files in the back of a cab? Done. And because only Sprint has the most dependable 3G network, your crew gets what's most important to them whenever they need it, practically instantaneously. Instant internet from virtually anywhere. Sprint, the now network. Get a free Ovation U760 by Novatel Wireless mobile broadband card for your entire business team. Visit sprint.com/free card. Dependable based on third-party drive tests on data performance for top 50 markets. Offer valid through 6609. Excludes taxes. May require credit approval. $36 activation, 2-year agreement, and $200 early termination fee. Available for corporate liable accounts only. See store for coverage and other details.
The dog's mess. Burnt toast. And a bunch of crap about Big Ten football. The smells of your morning. Started with Mark, Frank, and Kevin. 104.5 The Zone.
You can call and talk live with Vanderbilt head baseball coach Tim Corbin. In the local Nashville area, dial 615-737-1045 or toll free 1-866-492-0663. That's 615-737-1045 or 1-866-492-0663. Once again, here's Joe Fisher.
This presentation of the Commodore Call-In Show brought to you by, in part, by Coca-Cola, the official soft drink of Vanderbilt Athletics. 737-1045 and 1-866-492-ZONE. For your questions for Coach Tim Corbin, a big week, a couple of midweek games coming in. I got to ask you, you have a Twitter page, don't you?
I guess I do, yeah. Yeah, I learned on the run like a lot of people.
Well, you're ahead of me because I'm not there yet.
I'm kind of a front runner with a Twitter page right now, though I didn't have much to say after the weekend, so I didn't Twitter anyone. But I normally do, just trying to get fans out there and just give them small things. I'll get back on there though, and that's technology these days.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, you've got the You got the text messaging going. You got the whole bit.
Well, the BlackBerry text message, email. You're very. You can be contacted by anyone at any time, and sometimes that's good, and a lot of times it's bad.
But it's you are very. Let's face it. You're very organized and technical in terms of communication with recruits, current players. I mean, you've told me on a number of occasions, yeah, I got a text from so-and-so last night. I mean, these guys, that's how they talk to you a lot, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I mean, the former players, obviously. I mean, Price, I talk to him quite a bit, and the Bushmans of the world and the Jensen Lewises of the world, which is good. And I think the recruits that that we're looking at as well. I mean, we talked about Ryan Westmoreland, but a kid who's so-called blowing up in New England right now is Michael Yastrzemski.
Mm-hmm.
And Michael Yastrzemski was a kid, Carl Yastrzemski's grandson, who we took, and because he was a good college player, good hitter. You talk to the Yankees scouts today, you talk to the Red Sox scouts today, and they say this kid may be drafted so high that, you know, there's a chance of losing him. And so you're back to square one again, you know, a Westmoreland situation. And the thing about Mike Yastrzemski, he's put on 20 pounds, his swing is stronger. Up in Massachusetts where he lives, he plays in the Catholic League, they use wood bats, he hits a home run or drives balls, and the next thing you know that, you know, a kid like him is being looked at a little bit more than maybe what you thought when you signed him.
It's amazing, and I hear people talk about this all the time, oh, he used a wood bat or a wood bat league,
mm-hmm.
and how different that is. I mean, how does that translate when guys go play in a wood bat league and play well? Is it really a big plus for them?
It's a huge plus because I think as a hitter, you fix your swing by yourself, because with wood, the weight is at the end of the bat, and you've got a small sweet spot. And if you hit it anywhere else, the bat has a chance to break. And if you don't use your hands and you don't keep your hands closer to your body when you swing the bat, then your bat speed diminishes and you do break bats. So the Riley Reynolds of the world, the Joe Loftuses of the world, the Espositos of the world, what you're going to see from this year to next year is a huge growth in strength in bat. I mean, Mathis from Alabama, May from Alabama, they weren't players like Loftus and Esposito at the same age, but they've developed. I mean, Mathis, all he did, and he's the leading home run hitter in the nation, is he stayed at Alabama this summer, ate, lifted, and swung the bat every day.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at it, growth and strength and swinging the wood bat is what helps you become, you know, a tremendous hitter. There just aren't too many Pedro Alvarezes in this world that come in a college program and hit 20 home runs as a freshman. That just does not happen. Pedro is he's a special, special hitter, and you just don't get those every day. Pedro's a major leaguer. You know, when you see Pedro swing and getting to coach him on Team USA, and we played Japan one series, and he hit a two-strike ball off of an elite Japanese pitcher off the left field wall, and at that moment I said, this guy's a special guy. I mean, we kind of knew it watching him here, but when you saw him with a wood bat and how he handled it, it was incredible. But it takes something to become a good hitter.
Pedro's in Lynchburg
in
Class A for the Pirates organization. I think he had a home run the other night to win a game, as a
walk-off,
matter of fact.
Walk-off, three-run. Yeah. So he's doing well. A lot of them are doing well. Bushman's doing well. Price is doing well. I think Price pitches tomorrow, in fact. Yeah. So.
Price is 0-1. He lost the game he lost, there were no earned runs. He gave up four hits, no earned runs, and lost. I mean, you know, I'm sure the organization's like, well, no big deal.
Yeah, you talked about texting. He did text me after his last start and said he's got his stuff back and he feels good. So I think we're going to see more good stuff from him. I don't think he's going to be down there very long, to be honest with you.
Really?
No, I think he's going to be in the big leagues here soon.
737-1045 and 1-866-492-ZONE for your questions for the coach. And there are a couple of guys on this team, and we've talked about it. You know, if this team is going to play well, you've got to get production from certain guys. And you got a couple of guys that maybe are not hitting the ball right now as well as you would like. How do you address when a guy is, you don't want to use that slump word, but when somebody is not hitting or not producing, how do you address that, or is it individual based on that particular player?
Well, it's individual, but like today when we went into the cages, we had a short workout, but all our cage work hitting-wise was very geared towards getting your top hand through and really pushing your hands in and working on bat speed, because My biggest thing, Joe, with the team this past weekend is I thought our bats were dragging a little bit. And now you got to give credit where credit's due sometimes to the pitchers, but you also got to evaluate your team on what you see and what you think you see. And I thought our bats were dragging a little bit. And so we went into the cages today and worked on it a little bit. And, you know, Casale's going to he's going to hit, and he's going to hit with some power, too. It's a matter of time. And Westlake, you look at that big kid and you say, man, he should be hitting more home runs. Well, he will. It's going to click at some point. And I think the Casales, the Westlakes, the Giobis, the Stevie Littles, those four guys probably have to hit if we got a chance to win. Mm-hmm. They're going to have to. And, you know, Steve has been so consistent all year. He had a tough series this past weekend, but that's not him. I mean, he's going to bounce back, and he's going to hit, and Giobis going to hit. But we get some of those younger guys like the Loftuses and Espositos, and they start feeling a little bit and start hitting a couple balls out, then the worm's going to turn here offensively for our entire team. I do know that we've got some talent. It's just going to have to blossom at some point.
Now, Steve had maybe a rough weekend at the plate this weekend, but that's one of the few he's had. He's been extremely consistent. He's been one of the most consistent players I think you've had.
I think he is the most consistent player we've
had.
I mean, you know, you got to hand it to some guys. You know, you got to grant them weekends sometimes where they just don't, they're just not on. But you look at that kid and what he's done, the big hits he's had. Look at the Arkansas weekend. He had a big home run.
Yeah.
They walk to get to him. He gets a base hit with the bases loaded. Then the defense that he's played, and that kid's played center field and right field, thrown runners out, played hard, runs out all his balls. He's been a very good player for us.
Does that concern you when you move a guy around? You know, okay, you're in center now, move to right. Some guys handle that better than others, I guess.
Yeah, but Steve's kind of a jack of all trades. If there's one outfielder on a team that can play all three, it's him. He's got a good arm, which allows him to play right field, and he's got good anticipatory skills as an outfielder. He gets good jumps as well as anyone we've got now. Hilliard and Johnny White are faster. But Steve Little's jumps are better than anyone we have, and he just, in my opinion, is the best outfielder we have.
Bob Horner's got a great question. This is the best question of the night right here.
Good. Okay? Let's bring it.
Do you have a number of hours per week restrictions like football and basketball have in dealing with the players?
That's not a good question. Throw that one away.
I told you that was a terrible question, Bobby. You should not have brought that up.
Spoke too soon.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, we do. We do have hours. We have 20 hours a week. And, you know, right now you don't really worry about the hours because you get games. And the times that we practice now, there's a whole lot of difference between practicing in the fall and practicing now. When we practice now, it's quick. I mean, because first of all, the kids need their legs. Second of all, they don't need to be out on the field. Yeah, they just need repetitions, whether it's ground balls. The pitchers need to throw their bullpen. They do arm care. The hitters need to swing the bat a little bit. But, you know, right now in the next 2 weeks, we're going through exam period. So I'm not taking five guys tomorrow night to Austin Peay. I'm not taking five guys to Louisville just because you got to keep them home. They got to study. So there's a lot going through their mind. But I'll tell you what, once we're done with exams, it's
the
best time
players of
year. Yeah, the professional baseball players. And we can lift, we can practice whenever we want to practice, and I know they enjoy that time of year as I do too.
Yeah, sure. We'll take a break, come back. Final moments with the coach right after this.
Creating a total document management solution starts with the X's and O's. Rely on the professionals at Digitech, an authorized Sharp dealer serving Middle Tennessee and the official office equipment provider to Vanderbilt Athletics to formulate your winning plan. Digitech will manage all your copier, printer, and fax needs with the same careful attention that the Commodores received. Digitech and Sharp, a winning combination for Vanderbilt Athletics and a winning combination for you. Contact Digitech today at 885-1534. Digitech and Sharp are digital document technology.
What are you doing?
Playing a Tennessee Lottery instant game.
Did you win?
Don't know yet.
What do you mean you don't know yet? You said it was an instant game.
Yeah, but I only scratched off part of it. I'm saving the rest for later.
Later?
I like to savor them. Scratch a little when I buy it, then stretch it out over the next few days. Let the excitement build. Don't you?
No, I scratch it off of my steering wheel as soon as I get in the car, like a normal person.
Instant games from the Tennessee Lottery. You can play them in your own way. And now you can play the newest instant games. Las Vegas Cash, Hot Nines, and Aces and Eights.
Excuse me, ma'am. What are you doing?
It's called Pilates. I like to do it before big client meetings to relax.
But, ma'am, this is an airport, and you're in the middle of the line to check in.
Oh, I'm fine. I just thought since I'm waiting here, why not multitask?
Isn't the pantsuit restricting?
It's actually 2% Lycra.
Ooh.
Change is saving time for all your pre-business meeting rituals thanks to Delta's online check-in, mobile check-in, and kiosk. Delta.com has it all. Fast forward your travel at Delta.com.
Vandy fans, get happy with Dish Network's best deal ever. Get over 100 of the best all-digital channels for just $9.99 a month, plus over 50 channels of HD free for 6 months. And with Dish Network, you'll keep saving year after year with their low everyday prices. Call 1-888-DISH-117. That's 1-888-DISH-117. Or visit dishnetwork.com. Limited time offer. Prices, packaging, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month commitment required. Cancellation fees and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
I'm reaching my arm into a cooler. I'm trying to find that really cold Coke. It's the very last Coke. The one at the bottom. The one buried in ice for hours. The Neolithic Iceman Coke. The one that's 2 degrees away from a Coke slushie. The one that...
Freak it! Freak that cold! Criminy, I can't feel my arm! Somebody pour it into my mouth!
The Coke side of life.
Shiver me timber!
The shirts for your kids' soccer team, the ball caps for your business, and the coffee mugs for your church may all have different names on them, yet they can have one name in common, BrandCentric. We offer you a whole range of promotional products for whatever you need, from sports teams to fundraising or marketing programs to your company store. BrandCentric is a Somme Group company, locally owned, widely trusted. Give us a call at 615-786-0673 and let BrandCentric take care of the rest.
ESPN.com's Jason Stark breaks down everything in Major League Baseball. Monday afternoons at 4 on 104.5 The Zone.
Time now for the Commodores' upcoming schedule presented by Delta. With online check-in, Delta.com, you can check in for your flight up to 24 hours in advance. Print your boarding pass, check flight status. Visit Delta.com today to check out more ways we can save you time. Delta proud to be the official airline of Vanderbilt Athletics. Commodores on the road Tuesday night in Clarksville to take on Austin Peay. That's a 6 o'clock Central Time start. And then Wednesday night, we'll be in Louisville to take on the Cardinals. That is a 5 o'clock Central Time start. Now, the Tuesday night game against Austin Peay is an internet-only broadcast. The Wednesday night game will be on our radio network. I'll be up in Louisville with that one for you. And then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the Commodores against Mississippi State. Note the times, 6 o'clock Friday, 1 o'clock Saturday, not 3 o'clock, 1 o'clock Saturday, and 1 o'clock on Sunday against the Mississippi State team that's going to come in here kind of desperate. You know, they're 6-12, so this is a very big weekend for both teams, isn't it?
Yeah, it's two hungry teams that are kind of fighting for their lives right now, and Mississippi State continues to get better and better, too. They've made the transition of John Cohen going from Kentucky to Mississippi State, and the players are getting used to him. So they're playing better, and they're scoring some runs. They scored a bunch of runs this past weekend, so they're scary, and that's it's a tough challenge. But we've got two challenges before we play them, and we want to hopefully get off to a right foot on the right foot tomorrow night.
Midweek games always mean something. Do these mean more?
Well, I guess just from an improvement standpoint and, you know, getting on winning track and the fact that they're away games. And anytime you beat Austin Peay or you beat Louisville on the road, we talked about RPI earlier. I mean,
Louisville's first in their conference, right?
In the Big East, yeah. So that would be a big victory, and they've only lost three times at home, so they're not accustomed to losing at home. So those would be big wins, but the first one obviously is Austin Peay. We have a tough time playing them all the time, and it goes down to the ninth inning or an extra inning game, and that'll be a tough challenge for us.
Does Alex give you a little scouting report on Austin Peay?
You know what, Alex is he stays quiet on that. You know, he does, and I don't put him in that position because he knows who those players are, but I don't put him in the position where he has to say something or give me his dad's signs with a with a knife to his throat or something. He just, you know, I don't put him in that position, but he sure enough wants to win, that's for sure. He doesn't feel bad for his dad if we win. I can tell you that. He's a competitor.
He was competing in the outfield, and I saw him after the game Friday night taking balls in the outfield after the game.
Mm-hmm.
You played him this past weekend in the outfield some. Is that something that's going to happen more?
I think to give him the opportunity to play is because he's hit the ball so well that he deserves a chance, and it's just a matter of getting him in there where he can play. And I think we might see a little bit more of him in the outfield as well as the infield, and hopefully when he gets rest and gets the wrist injury, he'll be able to play again. But I know we're closing up here, but I do want to thank the people who came out tonight, especially after a tough weekend, so I do appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
Good luck this week.
Thanks a lot, Joe.
Coach Tim Corbin, glad to have you with us. Thank you, Mr. Horner. Stay tuned. Overtime is next right here on 104.5 The Zone.